Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Our guest tonight is the cigarette whisperer, Rocky Rosen. His four-hour course to help you quit is available now on thecigarettewhisperer.com. Rocky.
Hey there. Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Rocky, my co-host Napier, who's sitting here. Napier, say hi to Rocky.
Hello.
A couple of weeks ago, he accused me of being the one who made him start smoking.
No, I just laid down a series of events that happened, and then I started smoking.
And the day after we had this conversation, I got an email who said that you were available for interviews, Rocky. And I saw that as a sign that I needed to get you on the show, because you are the cigarette whisperer.
Well, that's what they call me. Do you? Let me ask you a question. Do you wish you didn't smoke?
No.
And no, you're not ready.
I don't want to. I don't wish that I didn't smoke, because smoking has helped me in more than just, you know, having nicotine in me.
Well, see, you stopped smoking, though.
Well, I'm vaping.
You're vaping.
Yeah, it's not smoking.
Do you know what the problem with the vaping is?
It's good.
I mean, can I just... Look, all I do... They call me the cigarette whisperer. It's a nickname. All I do is I talk people down. But you're vaping nicotine, am I right?
Oh, yeah, I love nicotine.
You love nicotine. What's nicotine?
Nicotine is some kind of little enzyme from the tobacco plant.
Are you in front of a computer?
Mike is.
Yeah. Go to dictionary.com.
You want me to find the definition of nicotine?
The fucking tobacco industries are so brilliant because they hide the truth about nicotine in dictionaries. So let me just educate you about something. Look up the dictionary definition of nicotine.
A toxic, colorless, or yellowish, oily liquid that is the chief active constituent of tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
It acts as a stimulant in small doses, but in larger amounts blocks the action of autonomic nerve and skeletal muscle cells.
Well, you're reading a different part. Do you see where it says, and it's valued as an insecticide?
Yeah.
Hey, that means I won't swallow any bugs.
There you go. And that's fine. But you might as well at least be hip to it, that what you're doing every time you vape, every time you smoke, is you're inhaling insecticide.
Napier just inhaled insecticide a couple weeks ago and had to call in sick because he sprayed too much ant spray.
I'm sure there's more than nicotine in there.
There's no nicotine in that anymore, because nicotine is too dangerous to put inside commercial, private use of insecticides.
Oh, but yeah, even some PC repair places, they won't operate on computers. That's used in a smoker's household because there's too many poisons in there.
That's right. Well, that's why people think it's safer to vape, you know, because at least you're not getting the 4,000 other compounds found in tobacco smoke.
You know, so can you blow your vape smoke on bugs and kill them?
I don't know.
They probably won't like it, but
they probably wouldn't be too hip on it.
Well, you can try it.
So Napier said that a big part of the reason that he enjoys smoking is the social aspect of it. And I kind of see that at my work, too, is it seems like the people that go to the smoke shack, they seem to be hip on all the latest gossip.
Well, then I'd rather hang out with a smoker than a non-smoker any day.
Because they're cooler?
Most often.
They are.
But just because you're hanging out with them doesn't mean you have to smoke at the same time.
Yeah, you can just go stand there.
You guys may have, people have often have a misconstrue who I am. I'm not anti-smoking. I'm not here to try to convince anybody don't smoke. Feel free to smoke. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I do care if somebody wishes they didn't smoke. And like, if you don't wish you didn't smoke, if you don't wish you didn't vape,
but maybe in a way, don't you kind of wish you didn't smoke? Like, don't you kind of wish that? You just, I mean, it's an investment.
Don't you kind of wish tobacco or nicotine didn't have this kind of hold over you?
Yeah, I kind of do. I'd like the money back.
Well, they're not going to give you back your money. You know that.
I wish there was a McDonald's whisperer.
Well, there might be. I'm not him. But there might be.
Well, that's exactly the whole reason I started vaping. Absolutely, was because I was done with cigarettes. It was Halloween almost 3 years ago, so I guess two Halloweens ago, and I had gotten a coupon for this Vues kit in the mail, and it said free. Here, have at it, free.
Cool. They tricked
you. And I got it. Well, they did, and I got it, and I grabbed it, and it was Halloween, and I always felt bad about being the dad who had to light up a cigarette, yeah, you know, in the middle of trick-or-treating, like a handful of times. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I should use this vaping pen that I got for free and see what it does. And I was amazed because I did not have a cigarette for, like, 5 hours, and it didn't bother me. And that was the first time for, man, probably 15 years that it didn't bother me not to have a cigarette for 5 hours. I mean, there was a time when I would go to a movie theater and like I would
five hours later, the urge was there, right?
It wasn't there. Well, I guess the urge wasn't there is because I was using this vape pen thing.
You just so
I was still getting
something else.
I replaced it with something else, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't want to be that smoker guy. I didn't want to be lighting a cigarette with a lighter, blowing cigarettes.
By the way,
all over the
just
place.
So you know, cigarettes and nicotine don't give a fuck what kind of person you want to be. they already own your ass.
Oh, they did. And you know, coming from somebody who started smoking when he was, you know, kiping cigarettes from his mom who kept him cartons in the freezer when he was 10, 11, 12 years old. Right. He'd sneak out with a buddy and then go to the park and smoke a bunch of cigarettes and then throw up half the time because you smoked a half a pack of cigarettes with your pal. You know, ever since then, smoking cigarettes, you know, pretty much a pack a day since I was 16 years old. It was finally that time because I had tried to quit before and it didn't work.
So just so I know who I'm talking to. You smoke or you vape or you don't smoke or vape anymore?
I do still use the vape thing. So okay. I've been on the vape thing for like 2 years. And I would like to get rid of it because I have just changed one habit for the other. And now I hold onto this vape thing all day long, like literally all day long.
That habit is nicotine. That habit is insecticide. You notice when you vape sometimes that tingle in the back of your throat?
I don't get it anymore, sadly. I did like it when I first started.
Okay. You know why you're getting that tingle? You know why you get that feeling? It's because you're spraying insecticide directly to the back of your throat. So I just want to make you aware that, you know, this is what happens when you smoke. You're just constantly insecticide yourself. And my whole approach, I don't teach people, you know, most stop smoking approaches try to convince people, hey, the two big lies, I don't want to smoke and I have to stop. And that's the bullshit of it all. Because the truth about people like me isn't that I don't want to smoke. Truth is I do want to smoke at times. I just don't want to suffer the consequences.
Napier's case, you know, I think about the people that had Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
And they bought a shitload of Beanie Babies. And I mean, those Beanie Babies, there was some that were, you know, the super rare ones that, that people paid a great deal of money for. And now, I mean, now they're not worth shit, but people keep them because they invested so much in them. And I feel like in a lot of ways that's kind of like Napier is like, I mean, like he has like 20 different fancy ass vape pens and all the money he's put into all these different e-juices and all this stuff. And it's kind of like, shit, if I quit this, what am I going to do with all this stuff I invested in?
It sounds like a lot of businesses who have all these mainframes and now there's a cloud. What are they going to do with all that mainframe that they put all that money into? You know, things evolve. And look, Napier, don't let anybody give you shit. You don't have to quit smoking. You don't have to quit vaping.
Well, he gave me shit for getting him started.
I didn't give you shit.
Well, you gave me shit is what you did.
Well, guess what? Just so I want to absolve you, it's not your fault that he started.
Thanks, Rocky. That's really all I needed.
And the truth is, he did it because he did it.
Right. You're a grown man.
There you go.
With an addiction. An addiction is a responsibility.
Do you think that's part of it, though? Is like you bought a bunch of Beanie Babies, right?
Oh, no. I don't have a bunch of different little vape pens. They keep breaking. So each time you see me with a new one, the last one's dead.
one of the things my clients do, even when they stop, is they still carry cigarettes or a vape with them. So they know they can do it anytime they want to.
I found that to be much more successful than taking your pack of cigarettes and crumpling it up and throwing it away.
That's
because
right.
You're an adult and you can go buy them anyway. So what's the difference? But yeah, like actually having.
They're all around you anyway.
Yeah. So you could grab it whenever you wanted. You just choose not to.
Or you'll see what you choose to do in that moment.
Oh, or you choose to have one like I do. I have a pack of cigarettes in my screen porch that I think I bought in November. And I think there's like a half a pack left.
So Napier, you're the one who smokes / vapes, right?
No, I don't smoke anymore. I just do vape. I can't stand cigarettes anymore.
In your life, who or what means the most to you?
I'd say
Napier.
You're wrong.
Bullshit. It's Napier.
If my wife is it him? Does he mean the most to him?
No.
Oh God, who is it?
It's the nicotine.
Well, I mean, you can put that with anything. You could say alcohol or cheeseburgers. Well,
I'm talking to somebody who's hooked on nicotine. And when the nicotine calls him, he's going to walk away from everybody and anyone to go be with that.
No, not necessarily. It's vaping. It's not the same thing as smoking. I mean, you can. It's more social.
Well, then enjoy it. You can socialize with non-nicotine vape.
But it's more fun. It's like, okay, all the smokers come outside with me. We're all going to smoke.
That's right.
I have heard that from people who have went from cigarettes to vaping is that the ones that you can mix the nicotine with, they started
more fun.
Yeah, well, and they started mixing it high and then they started dosing it out and then they just started smoking water vapor that had no nicotine in it.
Yeah,
and
you can get banana flavors and stuff.
Well,
you
that
all flavors.
Yeah, that most of that all has nicotine in it, Mike. It's like you put the nicotine in it yourself.
Yeah, I started at like 20 milligrams per bottle. Mm-hmm. Now I'm down to like 6, 5.
Oh, cool. And again, you know, as I always tell my clients, I mean, and truly, man, I really don't give a fuck whether you vape or not. And I don't mean that to be mean. I care if somebody wishes they didn't. If they wish they didn't, I can have them off in 3 days. No tricks, no drugs, no bullshit, no gimmicks.
Go to thecigarettewhisperer.com. You have videos there. It's like a 4-hour course that people could take.
Yeah, well, people have been hiring me one-on-one for years, and a partner of mine and I, we got together, we filmed the entire thing. And everything I do one-on-one is right there for people.
I've got Rocky, are you using the black arts to stop people from smoking?
Fuck no. All very white art. All very positive.
All right.
Is it again, hypnotism?
Nah, fuck no. I got hypnotized 3 times and never made me want to stop smoking. Look, it's just the fucking truth. You know, it's a very direct, gentle, effective way to stop smoking. What I do is I teach people how to use the urge, not fight the urge. Most people think to stop smoking, I got to fight this feeling. But that feeling, if you keep fighting, it's just going to wear you out. But if I show you how to actually, you can use the urge as the way to get out of the urge instead of always trying to fight it. It's how never to be deprived. It's how to focus on the benefits. It's a very positive cognitive approach. No
bullshit.
I don't
know, man. You're fighting an uphill battle with this stuff.
I'm doing what?
Fighting an uphill battle. Longer you're off it.
Well, he's not fighting a battle. He doesn't care if he's smoking. He's just
embracing
people
it.
That want help.
Yeah. I'm not fighting anybody or anything.
Because Napier, when you really think about it, you can't fight that feeling anymore. Because probably at some point you've forgotten what you started fighting for.
He just wanted to be convincing in the movie we were making, Travis.
Do you want to know why you vape besides the social aspect? Because you can still be social without vaping. Do you want to know why people smoke, why they vape?
Yes.
They do it to make the urge to go away. The only reason why a person smokes a cigarette is to try to make the urge to smoke go away.
Because, they have the urge to do it, and so they do it so that they don't have the urge to do it anymore.
But then the urge comes back. You see, they smoke to end the Jones, and as a result, they spend all day jonesing.
Part of it is the whole, you know, after a while, you do want that cigarette no matter what is going on around you. And part of it is you want the customers to go away. You want your job to go away. you want your stress to go away, and nicotine helps.
Then great, have at.
I find that alcohol works way better.
They don't let you drink at work.
I'm telling you, we need to bring back the Don Draper thing where he's just smoking and drinking all day long, make Peggy and shit just disappear out of his mind.
I don't know if I can follow you down that road, sir.
Never saw it.
So, Rocky, thecigarettewhisperer.com, do you have like a social media thing people can get a hold of you on that? Or
got my phone number on it.
Your phone number's on the website. Give Rocky a call. Rocky, thanks for hanging out with us for a few minutes.
Hey, guys. It was a blast. You guys have a good evening.
You too. Bob.
Thanks, Rocky. Appreciate it.
Later.
Travis, in the chat, they pointed out that Rocky was very liberal with the F word.
Good for him.
And I saw that.
He was excited that he was listening to some of the shows today on the network and said, I needed to know how liberal I could be with my language. And,
I saw that on that Anthony Robbins thing. He said that he uses the F word to get people back in the moment. You know, like if they drift.
Shock you?
Fuck out there. And you're like, whoa! Anthony Robbins just said, fuck! And then
that only
back.
Works if you're,
it's
that
a tactic,
only works if
Travis.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you're in like a seminar or like a corporate training when people typically don't use F bombs or say shit, then it absolutely works. But when we're liberally throwing around curses, it doesn't work so much.
Well, no, it's not an attention grab. It makes you feel more like the person's more honest, like they're being real with you. They're
He's
not censoring
you. He's not fucking around.
Yeah, he's not censoring himself.
He's a cigarette whisperer.
Dude's not trying to peddle nothing. He's trying to be there for you.
I thought for sure that Rocky would be way more impressed with my Beanie Baby analogy, Travis. But
I was totally into it. I liked it.
You liked it?
No, I
that's just
the guy.
I was going just... to make. I realized I was on mute at one point, but I was going to say it was like when, you know, as a teenager into my early 20s, I had a lot of marijuana paraphernalia, and I was like, I just didn't want to get rid of it because I'd spent so many years smoking a bunch of marijuana out of these bowls and pipes and things like that. And I was like, what the hell am I going to do with this, you know, this blunt roller? What am I going to do with this?
Yeah, but I kept it in the box. You have all these tchotchkes, you know, what are you
going
to do?
Well, you know what you do? You know what you do? You rediscover it 15 years later, and you're like, shit, I'm really glad I still have this glass one-hitter.